really waxing eloquent about how well your team played, and then the frequency on our little headset radio for you jumped to frequency. I noticed it when I got it back there, and that's why you couldn't hear us anymore. But you handled it very well, by the way.
Well, actually, thanks for having me, Craig. Well, first of all, I was trying to figure out, looking at you and Rod from the booth, I was trying to understand what you were asking me to do, and I didn't know if we were done or if you were telling me to turn on a button. But either way, it was a great win for our team, great regional win for our team, and really proud of them.
What the question we were in the middle of asking when it dropped out was, I asked you, with all the really good teams that you've been involved in, including a national championship team at Rice and some good teams at Texas and going to Omaha 3 years ago, had you ever had a guy that had stolen, 36, 38, 39 bases in a year, that kind of thing? And you were starting to make a point when David Hamilton was here when we lost out of it. But you said you were thinking about that yesterday?
I was, because I was looking at our updated stats and realized that Mike was at 36, I believe. And I thought, dang, David had 31 in 2018, and that was all the way through Omaha. So it was a long season, and just realizing how many bags that Mike had stolen, and just really impressive. The thing about a guy like Mike and Eric is those guys that can run, they like to go. They don't get stuck on first base. They're not concerned about getting picked off. They want to run, and so many times they're giving me green light, and I'm either – allowing that and we're doing that, or we're trying to pick a count, but they like to run.
And by the way, just one other thing about Mike, you got an added bonus from him this past weekend, didn't you? There were several Jersey guys involved in this tournament, including Justin Fall, the starter for Arizona State on Saturday night. And I know he had spent some time on the East Coast. And then he knew some of the Jersey guys of Fairfield. So you got a little added scouting report from Antico, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm glad we got our jersey guy. We got our jersey Mike for sure. But, yeah, he gave us a little update on Justin Paul, especially because they were at St. John's, I think, a semester, and gave our kids some information regarding his makeup, kind of his stuff and what he likes to do.
Visiting here with David Pierce, head coach of the Longhorns, Texas, coming off that regional sweep through and winning the Austin Regional Championship.
David, as you go through your tenure, in my mind, I always go back to one of the first conversations, me and a couple of the other writers had with you after you took the job, which was you talked about wanting to have a team offensively that was capable of scoring in multiple ways. When you look at all the things that this team can do and has done and did this weekend, is this kind of, when you've had that vision, is this kind of the epitome of what you were trying to get to of a team, that it doesn't matter whether they've got to go gap to gap or use the short game or whatever, they can get it done however they need to get it done?
I think it's close. I think you're always trying to perfect different pieces of your team, your lineup, your defense, but I think it's very close. I like the speed with the big speed with Eric and Mike, and then there's good speed that just about everybody can go first to third. Just about everybody can score from second. But I've seen improvement of base runners as well. Ivan did something last night that I wanted him to give me the right answer. Zuby was at second. He makes the turn on a base hit up the middle. And Ivan recognized that Zuby, if a good throw happens to go to home plate, that they've got a chance to get Zuby. So he actually protected by coming to third base, and we gave up an out for a run there because they cut it. Once they cut the ball, there's protection that Zuby is going to be safe. So we gave up an out for a run there. Those types of things, when guys start thinking and being instinctive and seeing the play and processing the information, that's when it really starts getting fun. Because I wouldn't say I haven't spent a lot of time base running in the past, and so now he's becoming a more instinctive player. That's kind of what we're looking for. It happened to be a base running situation last night, but it's interesting when you go through this and with certain teams, and people talk about freshman group and older kids, and then you just start talking about the game of baseball with players and really understanding what to look for, the processing the information before the play, pre-pitch information, and then trusting your instincts to go play. And sometimes we have poor communication on a situation that we have to talk about. I'll give you an example. Cam Williams had kind of a slow roller to him the other day. It wasn't a swing and bunt, but a little harder. But his potential not to be a play at second. And I heard one of our players go 1-1-1 and made a comment to him, it's not your call, because he has to process all that information. What's the speed at the runner at first? What's the speed of the hitter? And can he get that ball in his transfer and throw to second? Is Mitch smart enough to just take the out and not try to force a double play? That's when it starts getting fun. When you start looking at these guys really talking and understanding pre-pitch information and then playing and being adaptable, because the ball will actually change the play. That's when it gets really interesting to watch this team grow.
Visiting with David Pierce, Longhorns head baseball coach here on Light the Tower. I've asked you before about your relationship with Zach Zubia, because you've known him a long, long time. And I wouldn't call it a complicated relationship, because you know him so well and everything. I do think it's kind of unique in his development, because you've seen him a long time. I remember you were joking early on about Zach and the footwork thing, and here's a guy who played quarterback at Strake Jesuit, so you knew his background very, very well. But the development of him as a complete player, I think, has really been impressive to watch. And how much of that is how he took to what you guys were trying to get him to work on and development, and how much of it was him grinding it out and getting better on his own?
I think it started with his body first when he went to work on it. And he just realized that the first 2 years he DH'd only, and he wanted to play, and he wanted to be a bigger part of the overall game as opposed to just DH. And you can get stuck in that position, and sometimes it gets difficult. But he just went to work on his body. And then I would say that his confidence started building as he started getting – more and more reps, and you started seeing it happening last year where this guy's going to be a pretty good first baseman, and then he's turned into a very good first baseman, and he's done that because of a couple of things, his work, but he has an understanding of the position as well as anyone. And so many times, take a corner outfielder, he's a first baseman, and you go, well, just stick that kid over there, he can play it. But there's so many things that Zach is always a step early or on time now because he anticipates and understands the play. He had a ground ball when he was playing behind the bag yesterday, and he went to the force at shortstop at second base to Trey. And he couldn't make that play 2 years ago, and it was routine. But he had to work his footwork and the angles of those throws. So he's just put in the work to just watch that, and then watch Tulo just really kick him in the butt. He really works those infielders hard. And there was one day of practice, I think Zach will appreciate this, but Zubia was kicking a couple of ground balls. And so Tulo was fired up and he was on him. They were running a pretty high paced drill, and he made him kick the ball all the way to the foul line and back. And, just sometimes it's a little bit of, just an eye opener, and just, hey, I'm not having a great day today, but sometimes we just got to grit through it. But we all thought that was pretty comical, and Zubia handles stuff like that so well. He's such a well-mannered, easygoing, good-natured kid, and just a lot of fun to be around, and love the kid for sure.
So that kicking the ball to the foul line, is that kind of like the running back who fumbles and in training camp they make him take the football with him, carrying it to the training table to eat and take it to bed with him at night, that kind of thing?
Yeah, take it to the classroom. Everywhere you go, you got to handle it. But, it was a reminder that he just needed to quit using his feet to catch the ball and start using his hands. But little things like that are just, you can't do those things until you build that true trust between player and coach, and then you can push them to the limits that you want.
David, you've talked all year about just how much you've been impressed with the way Tristan and Ty prepare and get ready for a start. Kind of two-part question. How has that rubbed off on Pete, and how have you seen that rub off, if at all, on, you know, the younger guys, a Lucas Gordon, a Tanner Witt, and Aaron Nixon?
It's awesome, and it has, and you can see it, and they start paying attention of why they're successful, and so they start taking some of the drinking some of the Kool-Aid, per se, and they follow them around. I mean, Witty and Nixon are they're tight, they're close together, and every time I see them, they're not too far away from Tristan or Ty, and you can see that happening with Pete, where he's starting to understand his work much more so than just his throwing program and getting ready to pitch. But, you know, every facet of getting ready for a start. And those guys are doing a great job of just leading by example. And I think even a guy like Cole, very close to Tristan, Jared Southern has picked up so many things from Tristan and Ty. And, you know, that's when you start feeling really good about your culture, because the next guy, the next group is going to have to continue to pass the torch.
Final thing here, David. South Alabama's up 4-0 on South Florida. They're in the eighth inning. If it holds up, they have to play one more game today. Do you kind of park yourself in your office or at home and flip it on and watch that last game to get an early look at who the super regional opponent's going to be?
Oh, yeah. Today's assignment is on the couch watching all if necessary games.
Hey, that sounds like necessary work.
That one. Hey, that's necessary work, correct.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time. Hope you got a little bit of rest last night. We'll look forward to seeing you this week and getting ready for a super regional.
All right, guys. Jeff, Craig, appreciate the support. Hook 'em horns.
All right, thank you. That's head coach David Pierce.